Yeah.
You know, it was just god awful. And like, I'm just sitting there going, pushing Miss Pledger, even 48 inches away.
Why would they?
Anyways, so Les Sprinkle, he's standing there and he looks at me, he's just laughing at me the whole time. I'm like, what's this? He's like, welcome to Custodial. Thanks, Les.
Welcome back to Privy. Privy is a podcast about bathrooms, recorded, if you listen, the keen ear. If you hear that fan, we are back in my church's men's front building bathroom, and I am joined this week by Aaron Luckman. Aaron, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So your brother was on the show. He sat right where you're seated, and he made a lot of inappropriate jokes at me. I have the power of editing, so if you're, I will let you know. If you give me a story and you're like, you know what, actually, that one's not safe, it's easy. Okay. Super easy.
Copy that.
Yeah, but I know you from, I struggle in my brain to remember if we met at the school or if we met via church. I was trying to think it out in preparation for this, and I was like, I don't actually know where I first met you.
We first met at South Albany High School.
Yeah.
Back when I was a night custodian.
You
needed something real quick, and it was just like a real quick, hey, all right. And then you turned into your thing, and I went and was asked.
So I hide in my little hole.
It was building six.
Hot.
So.
Which, yeah, should be building one, but whoever made the map, I don't know.
Hey.
They were on it. So was it scary at night there?
South Albany?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Because I'm a dude.
Well, yeah, but it's still dark.
Well, yeah, it does get dark out, but it was pretty well illuminated for the places that I needed to be. There was only one time where I felt sketched out, which was like there was no other night custodians, and I was turning off all the lights in building one, and for a split second, I'm just like, hurry down this dark hallway. You know, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that one would get me. One of my dreams is to do a multi-youth, like 4 or 5 different churches, bring their youth groups to South Albany, to that campus, and we do like live mafia or like sardines or some sort of big group run around game.
Oh, like a big Nerf game or something.
Yeah, big Nerf game.
Genius.
That's one of my dreams. I have almost all the connections, but no buy-in from the school end yet. I haven't found that yet. And no buy-in from those outside the school. I've got a couple guys that are like, I'd be totally down, but I don't know. It seems like a liability. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. I mean, everything fun's a little bit of a liability.
Facts.
Yeah. That's what makes it kind of fun.
Yeah.
But you are a custodian. You're head custodian?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. How is that? Do you in
Being the head custodian versus being like just a night custodian?
Or just, the man in charge.
Oh, it's interesting. it has its ups and downs.
Yeah.
I'd say the best part is leading the team. I'd have to say I really appreciate my night team. They are phenomenal, doing phenomenal work. They make my job easier so that I can do more of the head custodian stuff.
Yeah.
You're with the public a lot more.
Yeah.
Which was a pretty big transition for me, because before night custodial work, I was graveyard shift at a convenience store.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I've interacted with people, and I'm really good with people, of course. But it's just like the bombardment of like, all right, going from like 3 of us working at night to all of a sudden there's like 800 people in the building, you know, while you're trying to do your work.
That's crazy.
I mean, it was odd at first, but I really do enjoy it. I like the challenges that it presents, and it's pushing me to become not only a better custodian, but a better Christian, a better man, and a better human being in general.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, which is good.
That's good when work can not bleed over, but like can impact that as well in a positive way.
Yeah. It's showing me through the work that I do as a leader areas of my own life, both spiritually and emotionally, that I need to change in order to be a more effective leader for what God has intended for His purpose.
Right. Well, and that's probably, I was going to say, that probably spills outside of the school into personal relationships and just, I mean, all sorts of stuff.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be a leader, you have to, you can't lack impeccability with your word.
Yeah.
Because you do it once, then all of a sudden, okay, so you want to hear, okay, so here's something.
Hit me. Not really.
So when I was, during COVID, everybody was in a really bad mood. It was just us custodians at Liberty Elementary School. I walked by and in the dust, I drew a male body part.
Yeah.
But that's below the belt, but above the knee.
The butt crack.
And it might have a little hair and it's protrudes out. It doesn't.
So far, it's still butt crack.
Oh, man.
No, no, I'm just kidding.
Okay. I don't want to paint. Anyways, I drew that in the dust.
Protrude.
I drew that in the dust, and it just so happens that day the principal was there, walks by and sees it. Of course, you know, as soon as they came to me, a part of the rules that I stick to is impeccability with your words. Yep. So if you do something wrong, you say, hey, I own it. So I said, yep, it was me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah. Story, no, but it's good because, like,
it's just like, oh my gosh. Like, the kids, I think about who I was then versus who I am now.
Yeah.
I still have that same kind of humor a little bit. But, like,
that's good.
I'm more, because of the position I'm in, I'm aware of that if I do something like that, that's going to reflect not only on me, but all the leadership above me and other head custodians.
Right. Well, and you, like, so I think that's
show
a valuable.
Them all the respect that they deserve.
Yeah. I think that's a valuable, like, thing to have is, like, knowing when to turn that on. Because, like, there's goofy time, you know? And to lose goofy time, I think that's one of the troubles with a lot of. Like, I work behaviors at the high school, and a lot of it is like, hey, we got to get these kids to not be doing this.
Yeah.
And it's like, or we teach them how to determine when it is good to be doing this.
Yes.
Because
this isn't the time for that.
Right. Or, the reality is like some of these kids, if you tell them, hey, you're never allowed to goof around, we're setting ourselves up. That's a ticking time bomb. Like, you got to give them the railings. This is the space that you can kind of screw around for a half hour. And like,
gotta be goofy and be silly.
Yeah.
And,
but I think that's interesting.
That's the truth though. You are, the more I'm learning to become a better leader, the more I understand that there's a time and place for what you might like.
Yeah.
The thought that you have right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there is a time and a place. And so this, I'm really beginning to learn after the first year of being a head custodian just now. Like, okay, whoa, slow your brain down.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not the time for that.
Right.
Let's focus on the work part. Or
we
can be a little goofy today.
Yeah.
But I got to be real here that through my faith, I feel like I'm at a really good place in where I'm supposed to be right now.
Yeah.
As far as growing and evolving and all those things. And you can see God working in the school just through the cleanliness.
That's awesome.
The staff that don't want to be there because they hate their job are leaving. The ones who see opportunity elsewhere are leaving.
Yeah.
The ones who want to stay and are passionate about these kids and want to see a difference in their futures are sticking around. But before that, the main thing on everybody's mind was pests and cleanliness.
Yeah.
Well, both of those have been removed and are gone.
That's
They're
awesome.
Not problems anymore. Test scores have gone up.
Yeah.
We've had received reviews from people outside in the community and educators that are for the state have said how warm and welcoming this place is.
It's awesome.
And that's what we want for everyone in our community, in the community, is that we look, if you feel like you're in a place where you're not, it's not good. Come here, you know, feel safe. And
well, it's kind of like that
within the rules.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. That cleanliness when you walk, like, that's like setting the tone almost.
Yes.
I know, like, for me, and I'm kind of shoehorning a little bit, but I'm not. When I go to, like, if you need to take it, I can pause. You're good.
Oh,
you're good. When I go to a restaurant and I am like, I sit down and it's like, and for whatever reason, I think it's psychological, but I always have to go to the bathroom, like, right before I order.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to the bathroom, and the bathroom's a disaster.
Yeah.
I'm going,
either, my thought process now in the leadership role that I'm in is now, okay, either A, management is real bad, and they don't want to take care of it, or they have a lazy employee.
Yep.
One of the two.
And that's exactly where I'm at.
If they're not going to have the respect for the bathroom, Or
what's going on back there where I can't see?
Yeah, what's going on in the kitchen?
Yep.
Are they even washing their hands?
Yeah.
You know, well,
in my like.
That's why I don't like going out to eat either.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of it.
Anymore, if I don't get it to go, I just.
They're underpaid and understaffed. So, like, there's going to be slip ups when you have problems, when you do
that. Well, and it's.
More profits.
Well, in my thing, like, I did janitorial for 10 years. And I was the only janitor. It was like a four office building complex. Mm-hmm. But like I was the only, and so like that was where I kind of like you're saying I had to take ownership for that stuff of like, you know, when people walk in here, we gotta figure out how there's not like just a spill on the side here. Like, yeah, it's not super noticeable. I know it's there, and there's probably 10 people that'll walk by it, but you gotta clean it. Like it's just part of it.
Right. I think that if every human being made the choice to take personal responsibility, we'd be in a different world. But also at the same time, it would be training them at a young age.
And Yep, we got to start.
But, I think about the behaviors that I learned as a kid growing up, and a lot of them weren't right. Some of them weren't right, you know. And it's like, oh, boy, I got to change. Dang it.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest work is changing ourselves. I've also noticed this, that when an environment is clean, you're focused on the task.
Yep.
So I've associated in my own life this, that when I allow my room, apartment, whatever, house, when I let it start to dilapidate, as soon as that happens, there's something going on in my head and in my heart that I need to work on.
Yeah.
And instead of working on those things,
you're distracted.
I'm distracted by having to keep it clean.
Yeah.
And so, and how I learned that was from the school. The test scores have gone up because the teachers are not distracted by the uncleanliness.
Right.
You know,
have you ever heard Jordan Peterson? Do you know who he is? He's got his whole thing about like when you get up, make your bed every morning, just make your bed.
Yeah.
It will be you getting over that hurdle will set the tone. And it's like, it's,
I do not disagree one bit.
Right.
I also don't disagree on, waking up early.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I didn't do it before, you know, and now that I'm doing it, it's 100% worth it.
I both hate it and enjoy it. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I'm a night owl. And so like, I get up at 4:00 and I go to bed at like 9:10 when I'm goofing around a little bit. Yeah. But
sometimes,
but it's like, I get so much more done and I feel like I have, even though it's not really, but like I have this discipline to start my day. It's like, We're going.
The only problem I've been having lately is like, it's getting into that consistency, which is really important for me.
Right.
That consistency, but also being aware that in those times when it's going to be inconsistent, that you just got to let it go.
Right.
You know, it's hard. It's heck sometimes because like you're ready to go and then like. Oh, hey, well, we're just going to throw a flat tire at you. So those two meetings that you were going to do, or whatever it is.
It's done.
You know, sweet. Yep. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that is tough.
No sarcasm.
Yeah. Wait. So tell me a little bit about Aaron Luckman growing up. You shared like...
I grew up in Albany, Oregon. Right here in Albany, Oregon. It was right there off of Knox Butte Avenue. It was a house we were renting right off I-5 there. And then we moved to Gary Street, just up the road, right across the street from Bob's Family Market.
Okay.
It's now a U.S. market with a gas station.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And then went to Calipuy Middle School, South Albany High School.
That's wild.
You know,
you're a local guy.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
And then I lived in the Portland area for about 10 or 12 years.
How was that? It was probably different than it is now.
Portland used to be like a the way I want to describe it is dirty hippie-ish. We're cool. You know, we got a good vibe. But it's turned to drugs and trash since then, in my opinion.
No, I'm seeing
all the garbage on the hot side of the highway, the spray paint everywhere, tents everywhere, like no regard for human decency, or you know, like
not crapping in the street,
like, they're pooping in the street. Like, come on, man. Yeah. Can we at least provide a but then
they have them.
Right.
I got a picture I got to show you after this. There's these things in Portland. They're Portland Loos. It was this big project that the city did, like, oh, we're going to put up 20 public enclosed self-cleaning, air quote, bathrooms in these parks. And I did a thing on it a year or two ago, and we were up in Portland. We went to the zoo, and I told Anna, I was like, I got to. Like, this episode's coming out in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I got to go find one of these loos. I got to check it out. I had boots on the ground. And I picked one out of 20. I picked the closest one, went in. It's a wasteland. Like, there's poo stacked out of the toilet, like, almost, like, 6 inches up out of the seat.
Oh, wow.
It is bedlam. I didn't even walk in. I opened it. I went, nope. Took a picture.
Walked away.
It was the randiest toilet I have ever seen in my entire life.
Well, we're to in bathroom. Well, as a custodian.
Oh, yes. That was my next thing.
Okay, yeah. I have a few stories.
Perfect. But, that's why I'm here.
Okay, so South Omni men's locker room.
Hot.
At one point, up to the rim of where the seat is, it was just all dookie.
You were custodialing?
Yeah, I was a custodian.
Did
yeah.
you ever contribute? When you were a youth, did you ever contribute to something like that?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, good. Yeah.
I'd say the worst thing I did was I was peeling paint off of a filing cabinet, you know? Like, I was never really a vandal or anything, you know? Like,
yeah.
I was just like, I was a loudmouth, like, why do we have to learn history?
Yeah.
What's this cursive stuff? I can type faster than I can cursive. Why?
Yeah, now they don't even teach cursive. They just skip it.
It's amazing to me seeing girls in middle school, their handwriting. It's like, it's as bad as like a first grader.
I'll tell you, it's something
they don't practice. That's why.
It doesn't get better.
Yeah.
Our son's teacher, she told us his handwriting is okay. If you want it to improve, you're going to have to work on it at home.
Yeah.
And it's like, truly, that's kind of the path forward for a lot of parents.
As long as he knows how to write, like they're giving them the basics, not.
Yeah.
I mean, communication's great and all, but comprehension's important too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
no, they had a poo volcano that you, so did you have to deal with it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And literally I just had to keep hitting the flusher and then eventually
it worked itself out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man. I was afraid that you had to get like.
Oh dude, there was one time it was a girl's locker room. Probably the long end of the baseball bat, that big around, 8 inches long. I mean, it was a doozy, and like flushing it was like a corn cob. It just spun around on the inside. I mean, luckily it wasn't sticky because it didn't leave smear marks. But so like I literally took like a Slim Jim they used to open a car, and I just hacked, just sit there, hack it up, you know, just look away and just. I think I'm gonna.
I tell people
terrible.
People the top side of a plunger, that's for busting. You just go inverted, bust it, flip it back over, plunger down.
I'd rather have a separate tool.
Separate tool?
Yes, because like the plungers for me is like, it's going to solve the situation.
Yeah.
Like I have confidence that it's going to, but if it's that kind of a situation, I don't want to have to re-clean it again.
Right, you know,
like, I have to use like a rags or
paper towel. And I'll say, you are correct. I'm just lazy and I'm like, well, I got it here. I'm not going to go find one.
I get you. Okay. Yeah. So if I didn't have the proper tools, I just walk away. Lunch. You know.
Call lunch.
It's lunch right now.
Man. Yeah, dude.
Emphasis.
I, at least when I was a janitor, and I think part of it was.
You know what I did today?
What'd you do?
In the custodial office, I wrote the letters FTS.
Okay.
In my head, I was thinking faith, trust, support.
Yeah. And yeah.
The night team comes in and she's like, you're right. F this S.
Yeah.
I was like,
I've heard that, and F the system is the other one that a lot of teens they'll put that under whatever they've drawn.
Good, go enjoy your chaos then. Here's a tent, go out and live in the woods.
Yeah, well that half of them will probably
I like opening a door and there's food
Wi-Fi?
In the fridge.
Do you like Wi-Fi, kid?
Yeah.
Because right.
Let me tell you on days past before Wi-Fi.
Oh my gosh. I sound like an old man so often at the high school. They're just like, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And what, you're 29, 28?
30. Yeah.
30, yeah.
Yes. Gosh, I made it.
We go back 200 years ago, they were pooping in like a trough, basically, used hay.
They were pooping in the street.
Yeah.
In America, less than 150 years ago, the street was the go-to.
Wow.
Still. It's baffling. Like, That's one of the things doing this show. I've read about all this stuff, and it's like, really? That's that recent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, we've only known about Neptune for since 1847.
Toilet papers, like classic toilet papers, mm-hmm. sitting at less, I think, like maybe right around 100 years.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here going, we had to have been able to figure that out sooner. Like,
yeah.
That's wild.
You would think, but yeah. we were too busy getting drunk and laid.
Yeah.
And pooping in the street.
Yeah. Dude, they did. And then they just dump water down the street. And then it just erodes the whatever, like, stone that they had put in. It's like, it's wild. In Disney, so if you go to Disney World, I don't know about Disneyland. I've never been the California version of this. Mickey Mouse's capitalist fun land. They have in the America section, the old-timey America section, they've got like a brown sidewalk, and that's what it's for. That's why they have it, is because they used to poo in the street. Wow. It's like a whole thing. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Let me squeeze out this grunty.
Yeah, they're like, I'm late for work. Don't worry. I'll go on my way.
What did they use to wipe then?
I don't think they did. Either that or they just...
I just have the because like, well, dude, have you ever had that where like you're in a rush and you do your thing, but maybe you missed a little bit, and then you walk for like half a day,
and
then you're just like,
yes, everybody's missed. I thought you meant like I didn't even try. I was like, I've always tried, even if I'm pulling the sock off and rolling with it.
Yeah, for sure.
I've always tried. But yeah, no, I think the other thing they did was they would poo. No, you're good. They'd poo in like a bucket. And they just toss it out in the street. Yeah. So then there's just lined with poo. And it's,
disgusting.
Yeah, it's wild.
One more story.
When
please. I was first started as a custodian when Building 9 just opened up at South Albany High School.
is this post Fiery Inferno?
Yes. Perfect. This is a brand new building. No students have been in it yet, right?
Before the upstairs bathroom could smell like tobacco, cigarettes, and vape.
Yeah. Is that how it is now?
Oh, yeah, it reeks in there. That's where kids go. Because it's a single stall. They can lock it, be by themselves, and they just...
Vape it up in there.
Vape, smoke.
Why don't they put a smoke detector in there? Anyways, it doesn't matter.
They got ways around it.
They are so smart.
They are. They're... Yep. Anyway, so new building.
New building. And one of the construction workers left a nice, tasty log.
Yes.
And so I push the button to flush, and it's... Like, there's no pull on this. There's no... So I'm like, all right. So this is like my third or fourth day. You know, like, I'm just a sub. I wasn't subbing. I just got hired on as a temp.
Okay.
And Les sprinkles all, well, you go here, get the plunger. And instead of it being a plunger on, like, your standard 12-inch piece of wood, it was on, like, a 38-inch or 48-inch stick with a little tiny plunger on it, right? So I'm standing at a distance, dude. The first time I go, boop, boop, all of a sudden, like, the aroma just comes out of it after I hit it once, right? Oh. And it just, it literally enters the nostrils, and it was like leftover Taco Bell with cheese, extra cheese, on top of, like, I drank too much that night.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just god awful. And, like, I'm just sitting there going, pushing this plunger, even 48 inches away.
Why would they?
Anyways, so Les Sprinkle, he's standing there and he looks at me. He's just laughing at me the whole time. I'm like, what's this? He's like, welcome to custodial. Thanks, Les. Here, thanks, your turn.
Yeah.
No. And then we just adjusted it so it could.
Yeah. Why was the plunger so long?
I have no clue.
Do they have a reason?
I never asked. Maybe it was just to give you some distance away from it so you don't splash yourself.
Gosh, I wouldn't feel like I had enough control of like the plunging process.
Yeah, it was just holding it up high.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Down. But it was a good experience because just like anything in life, the more you're exposed to it, you lose that gag reflex for it and stuff. It's like, this is normal.
Yeah.
This is just normal. Yeah. Kind of like month 13 of COVID.
Yeah.
This is why.
Yeah.
Lockdown, let's do it.
It's fine. It still exists. But I love the people that are like, yeah, we're still in the middle of it. I was like, we're not really, though, because, like, we're moving on. Yeah. Like, life is, I would say, 90% back to normal.
And I think that people are aware of this. Like, you can't fight an invisible monster.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
Yeah. It's there's always going to be like, something new.
Right, and it could be anything. It could be like,
right.
We found a hangnail that was sitting on a park bench that had monkey pox,
yeah.
And it mutated into giraffe pox.
Did you hear about the cat, like, out in... Where was that? There was a cat that had the plague here in Oregon. Wow,
really?
Yeah. I want to say it was out, like, towards Sweet Home. But I don't know
the plague,
for sure.
Huh?
The plague. Like, black plague. Like well, what all the people died from, like, back in the medieval days.
Yeah. What I do know of that it's transmitted through the fleas.
Yeah.
And that...
That's why I don't like cats.
Yeah, they keep a little bit underneath... But, I mean... If that's true, if it is true that there was that out in Sweet Home, I truly believe that with our ability to communicate and stuff, we could stop the problem super quick. But
yeah,
but it wouldn't be like, you know, World War Z or, you know, like 28 days later.
I imagine, like, I feel like we have a solution to the plague now.
Yeah.
Like, it's
not wasn't even, it just meningitis?
I have no idea.
I think it was a bacterial infection.
I didn't pay attention.
Because if it's a bacterial infection, we have penicillin.
That's right.
But I don't remember if it was exactly what it was, but it just spread so easily. And it was coming from the rats, but it was the blood of the rats, whereas people used to believe it was coming from the rats.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and really only, what was it, 100, like you were saying, 150 years ago is when we started washing our hands on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it was only 3 years ago that we started to do it for 20 seconds every time.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, COVID, you have to do it for 20. And everybody on the planet is like... Are you sure? Because I've
put soap on my hands.
I put soap on my hands and they got wet. Like, we're fine.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you a question. You are the other area of life that you and I interact semi-frequently is the gymnasium. Mm-hmm. You're a gym frequenter.
Yeah.
Have you had any bathroom side effects to your gym going experience?
Yes.
Do you want to share what that looks like or not looks like?
Well,
or,
it just, you know, it really, oh gosh. Okay. So when I first started out, you know, completely uneducated, but passionate. So I just gung ho and go for it. I would take like my blender and like, I would throw in like 3 carrots, you know, like
fiber overload,
I would just throw in fruit, protein powder, you know, like, I mean, it would, and like, I would be drinking on it all day. But boy, oh boy, did it make me gassy.
Yeah.
Just super gassy. Like,
just
not even
ripping them?
I mean, and like the type that like the flowers are wilting as you're walking by. Like, they were awful. In fact, you can ask Chris's wife, Roxanne, about it.
Oh,
because she was not happy about it.
Did you?
Oh, dude, all the time. Because I'm comfortable at my brother's house, so I can just kind of.
Yeah.
Aaron, can you take those outside, please? They smell really bad. Yes, ma'am. You know, but I mean.
Really?
Yeah, and it was just because...
All the way outside.
Yeah, yeah, they were that bad. Because what happens in the blender is it breaks down the fiber.
Yeah.
So your body doesn't have to really...
Doesn't work.
Yeah. So it just... And anyways, and then sometimes when I'll do my C4 energy drink type stuff.
Power up.
Putting in like too much of a scoop. if you didn't eat right, you know, like the day before with good, that was
give you the bubble guts.
No, it was just a straight up spray and pray. spray and pray that it all goes in the bowl.
Yeah, you shotgun the bowl.
Yeah, just boom. Oh gosh. Well, dude. I feel bad for the people who work at the gym. Oh, yeah. Well. But even those restrooms, it's like they do a really good job of keeping them up for the most part, you know, despite all the shit they have to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Anyone?
No? No, you're fine. Has it ever hit you like mid-lift or mid-exercise?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. Like all of a sudden it's like, ooh, I got to drop a deuce.
Yeah.
And you'll just see, I mean, I might be like.
You ever try to soldier through and like.
Through a set, yeah. Okay. But never through through a set, but not through a whole exercise.
Okay.
Like 4 sets. No, it's like, all right, I'm 3 in on bench. All right, I'm going to finish up to 12.
Right.
And then go.
Okay.
And then, but I mean, it's usually the morning grunty, and usually it's.
The morning grunty.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So the morning, well, and I'll be real here. Like, the only time that the morning grunty really happens is after the weekend, because that's usually when I consume more food and I'm not very consistent with my diet. So it's like usually like I get to the gym, get started, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
No, we got to pause for the cause.
Man, the morning grunty. See, my whole situation is not solid enough.
Because you know you got to grunt it out sometimes.
Yeah, but I was going to say like... you're grabbing the side.
Why did I eat so much cheese?
You're grabbing the side.
No more lasagna.
But no, I was just saying, like, my whole situation is not even solid enough for grunting. It's just like,
oh,
it goes, man.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
just flies. And it's like, man, it's grease lightning down here.
Slipped. Boop. Done.
Yep.
Yeah, no. I mean, back when I was drinking, it was like, it was,
yeah.
you know, way different story. But now that with keeping a very consistent diet, I noticed that when I overdo it on my proteins, they get a little tough and rough.
Yeah.
But if I keep a good general balance of everything,
yeah.
we're dialed. I hardly ever eat fast food.
Yeah.
But whenever I do, the next day, my gut's like, hey.
Why did you not, do this?
That you're not nice anymore. I thought we were being good by a good, consistent diet.
We are mutually opposed to each other now. Well, very good. Do you have any other, like, it can be personal bathroom stories or janitorial stories that you want to share. And I will say what a lot of times happens is I have a bunch of questions I want to ask you.
Please keep them.
And a lot of times people get like two questions in. They're like, oh, wait, yeah, I got something there.
Okay.
So I'm going to start in on these and you feel free to stop me whenever you want.
Okay.
So the first thing is toilet paper. Okay. At your place, what type of toilet paper do you prefer? Brand, ply, you know, all those things. What?
If I have a choice?
Yeah. Perfect world.
Oh, in a perfect world, a pillow.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
A nice, soft, super silk pillow.
Okay.
That what? just like, I mean, like I'm putting a cushion between my cheeks.
Yeah.
That is just wiping away the negative essence out that I just need to dispose of.
The negative essence. Very good.
You know?
What? So. Okay, but what's the paper that's closest?
My dad used to call it concentrated evil coming out of my backside.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair.
Catholics.
Yeah. Yep. They're, yeah. You gotta cast out the devil.
Huh? Sorry, I was, yeah.
Did he ever say that? He's like,
no, I'm gonna cast he didn't. Out. Oh, man, I was trying to make a joke on the.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, you're good. But like, what do you have at your place, though? Do you have like Kirkland signature? Perfect.
Yeah,
that's
because it was in bulk and it's soft enough for me, but not too soft.
It's what we use. It's I'm convinced it's like the working man's toilet paper. It's it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's
a good balance.
Yeah, it's not too flimsy.
Thin and not too thick.
Yep. But it doesn't like sandpaper your like
cheeks.
It's just like blood. No. And then when you have it on the roll. Do you fold it over or under?
Over.
Over?
Yeah.
Is that a stark, like, it's got to be over?
Yep.
Okay. Why do you believe that is the way?
Because I don't want to have to use my, because it most of the time they're so close to, they sit so close to the wall that when it's under.
Please, Jesus, don't say you stub your fingers.
I do.
You are not the first person.
Yeah. And it's like, I just don't want to have to, like, and also if, like, let's say you just shower, right?
Yeah.
Well, because of the moisture on the wall, it likes to stick to the wall. Then you got to try to get it off the wall, and you're just like, dude, I'm just trying to walk.
That is one of
I'm just
that is the shower wall or the not the shower wall. The shower and the condensation on the wall is one of two arguments I've heard that has kind of got me thinking. Okay, maybe over is the way.
Yeah, and over you just have to grab and pull. You know, that's just my opinion. But also at the same time, I've had them where like. You had to do one sheet at a time, rotate it, one sheet,
see,
rotate.
See, I hate that.
And that's because the mechanism that's holding it is not twisting.
I am opposed to that.
So, I just need some toilet paper.
Furiously.
So, after Moses is done parting the Red Sea, I can just wipe it clean.
Yes.
You know, get rid of Pharaoh.
Get rid of the Pharaoh.
It was pretty good.
It was good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It was good.
We're going to get more of them as Aaron, you know.
Really what you're doing is you're giving me all of the weird little hashtags that I'm going to put at the end of the thing.
Good.
You're just bam, bam, bam.
Little jokes. You know, I just
those become stickers and things later. So like,
okay, yeah, that's fine by me.
What I gotta do is I gotta find some youth that's really good at drawing and like, I'll probably get in trouble.
Claire.
Yeah, can she draw like a Pharaoh as a turd?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll ask her.
Okay, because
Pharaoh as a turd.
Yeah. Hey, could you draw Pharaoh as a piece of poop? I'm just worried. I'm wondering how many Egyptian people are going to be mad at that. and what the if anything, I would love it just to have it and post it and say, hey, check out what this teenager did. It's awesome. Does she do art? Like, obviously she does, because you just said she did. But, like, does she have stuff
Like artwork that I could show you?
Well, like, does she have, like, a lot of kids, like, put it on Instagram or put it online. Does she have anything like that? No.
We don't allow her. She can't have a Facebook account or anything like that until it later.
Yeah. No, that's smart.
The issue is with... This is just me talking, but the issue is right now is that we live in a very dopamine-energic world.
Yeah.
And dopamine, when it's piled up inside the body, turns into cortisol or the stress hormone. So no, you know, because all you need is to get a quick dopamine kick nowadays is flick up on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, and you do that enough times, you build up enough dopamine in your body, it turns into the stress hormone inside your body.
And why would
no wonder we have so many kids nowadays who are anxious about everything and depressed about everything.
Yeah.
Because the only drug they're getting inside their body is that quick dopamine kick. Not the oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone, and serotonin, the other bonding hormone that gets us to come together.
Yeah.
And so...
A lot of these kids do get the bonding hormone, but it is not in a productive way. I will say that. That too. They're snoshing and smashing and all the other things. It's like, can we stop it now?
Yeah.
Sorry. So you're an overman.
I'm what?
You're an overman. I was overman, told it's like a beard... Whatever. Okay. I'm slowly building data.
Yeah.
Because I'm convinced it doesn't matter. Like, I'm truly convinced. I'm chaos. When it comes to toilet paper roll, it's chaos theory. As long as I land it on the roll, it's fine. I've done it. I've made it. It can be backwards. That's where
I got you.
That's where I'm at. Yeah. And Anna, like, she is very much with you, like, over only. I will fix it if you screw this up.
Yeah, I will.
Not a doubt. Wild. Yeah,
because that's just the way, you know, what's easiest for me, you know.
I'm an absolute, like, toilet paper agnostic. I'm just like...
If we do under at school, the kids wouldn't even be able to... They would have to reach up and under... With poopy hands,
why
to pull it out.
Why are
so that's
hands?
What that's another dude. Yeah. Elementary school students, man. Like we have a kid. We literally have a kid over at Sunrise Elementary School where he pees on the side of the toilet, not inside. Even though he's standing right next to it. Oh, you want another good custodial one? So
see, I told you. They just keep coming,
Dude. I will curse on this one. Jesus has already forgiven me. I already know that. So. That doesn't give me permission, but like I'm giving myself permission to do this. But last year, when I first started as a head custodian, during the weekend, I went and covered three different events at West Albany High School.
Yeah.
There was a play going on. There was two dance competitions going on in the gyms. And there was track and field going on, right?
Yeah.
I just got done cleaning out at the stadium, right? The bathroom doors that exit out there. And I'm not kidding you. I got a radio call 10 minutes later. Somebody took a on the floor. And I go in like, so I go in there and I clean it. And it's still warm in my hand as I'm picking it up, you know, because you can't do it with a broom and dustpan or else you're going to have to hose all that off and everything.
Yeah.
Better to just have the glove. And I'm just like, my first thought is like, dude, And literally, it was in the ADA stall, also known as Americans with Disabilities Act. Just to the side of that, you know, on the inside of the stall, just to the side of the toilet. And it's like...
That's dumb.
Somebody, what is going on in your head and your heart? Do you think that, you know, was it... Were you actually in a wheelchair and you just didn't quite make it? Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
That stinks.
You know, but... Literally. And it did stink. Figuratively and literally. Yeah.
Man.
So,
that's...
I was so...
That's when you just start doing the breathing exercises. And
that was a 16-hour day that day.
Oh, perfect. That's that's usually when you want that to happen.
Right.
Man, that's crazy.
And then like I already can see like the bloggers right now. Aaron, I have heard of situations just like that.
Cry me a river. Yeah. We'll see. They'll chill out. But that's the one thing is there's lots of people. They get, you know, it's whatever.
Next.
What do you... When it comes to soap, like I'm thinking in the shower specifically, are you a bar soap or a liquid soap lad?
Bar. Yeah.
What bar are we using?
Anything that's going to be as natural as possible.
Okay.
Preferably.
Yeah. Right on.
The reason being is that there are certain cultures that your skin makes that your body can thrive on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
My opinion, because like it was the same thing with COVID. If we sanitize everything completely and make it perfectly, nothing is alive in there. The moment one germ gets in there, it's going to grow big time. Dude, so it's the same thing with the human body.
Well, these kids are sick all the time now. It's like...
Yeah. And it's because they are overly sanitized.
Yes.
Part of the reasons why there are certain oils on our fingers and stuff that allow us to be able to eat chips and stuff like that so that we're less likely to get diseases. We've got... In our saliva, we have... I don't know what the word is, but like natural bacteria that help us, you know, fight off diseases and stuff. Same thing with the gut.
Made that way.
You know, we're made that way. So it's like, and if you choose to not be exposed to it at all, the moment any of it comes by, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
You take a knife to a tree.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while for you to saw through it. But if you take a knife to a piece of paper, you'll cut through it real easily.
Right.
So,
metaphor. With the bar soap.
Metaphors.
Have you ever carved a message in the bar soap?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Okay. So yeah, I mean, I made a dick on one when I was like a kid.
Well, did Chris find it?
No, no one did. It was.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, I mean, if somebody did, they found a penis on the bar soap.
I'm confident.
It was to remind myself to what part of the body it washes.
Yeah. I'm confident that I'll have Chris back on.
Yeah.
And so now I'm going to just remind him of this and see what we get.
It was with my fingernail when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
With bar soap.
Oh, no. Chris did.
Oh, he
Chris
did.
Used to do this, too. Oh. He said he drew, quote, rocket ships, quote, unquote, on the bar soap. So you and him both.
We're just nerdy dudes.
You guys are both just drawing...
Little peen beans. Little peen beans.
What is your opinion on baths? How do you feel about baths?
They're an essential part. I
specifically taking a bath over a shower.
What? Just depends on what you want. What each individual wants. Okay. You know.
What about you? What do you want?
Circumstances.
Tell me what you want.
for time, a shower.
Okay.
If I can have the luxury and I've already... there's certain preliminary things that have got to happen if it's going
to
be bad.
Tell me. Explain that to me.
One, I got to have a little bit of Barry White playing.
Okay.
And some candles. No. I was going to also say Michael Bolton, you know. How am I supposed to live without you? While I have my bowl of Cheerios and... You know, that's another thing. That's been a trend recently. Eat while you're in the bathtub.
Oh, don't worry. What? We're getting there.
Okay.
But
I guess as long as...
Milk in the Cheerios too, huh?
I don't know. Some people like... I don't know. I was just throwing a food out there, you know. Okay. Somebody give me my charcuterie board while I'm in the bathtub.
The wine moms.
Yeah.
So you're okay with baths?
I'm definitely okay with them because they are incredibly healing.
Oh man.
The issue is that a lot of people forget is one, don't eat before you get in. Don't no.
But I've always
because what happens is all the blood goes to the outside of your body, and so like not outside of your body, but to the far edges of your body.
Yeah.
And so you're not. It's not allowing it to aid in digestion. So you just consumed all this food, and your body's going need to digest this.
And then all the blood's not where it needs to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah,
so you ever notice you eat some food and you get cold? That's because all the blood is going into your core to help digest the food. You'll notice your arms and your legs get a little colder after you eat?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm always warm, though.
Like, yeah, you and me both. That's why I'm always in shorts.
Yeah, same.
You know?
Yep. Unless it's like real cold outside.
Right.
Or
I got an interview.
Yeah.
I got to look like I'm important.
Look like I should be in charge of something.
Yeah.
Do you have any bathroom pet peeves other than people just taking a dump next to the toilet, completely missing the toilet?
Any bathroom pet peeves?
Yeah, like specifically like in at a home, like or even growing up, like sharing a bathroom with Chris. Like dunk on him a little bit. That's fine.
Yeah.
He's a grown man. He can deal with it.
Quit breaking the seats. No.
Yeah. Did he really?
No. Oh. I have no idea if he did or not. I did way too many drugs in my 20s to remember something that specific. I remember like as just as a kid growing up, like there was on more than one occasion, my brother had to show me his turd because he was proud of it.
Yes.
You know, it's like,
praise him. Is that a
congratulations?
Peeve? Is that a peeve to you? Is like, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Same thing with you blow his nose and be like, look, no.
I don't want that one's different.
You know, I don't want you to blow your nose in my face.
See, I can understand the turd thing.
Yeah, but he would go like,
yeah,
like a couple of books come out. He's like, look,
that's dude, weird,
dude. Why?
That's weird.
I don't know.
Hey, weird. Chris, if you hear this, that was weird. You shouldn't have done that. You should have passed on that one.
No, it's all good.
He's going to do it to me kids. Now. The next time he hears me,
you don't even have to put it in the podcast, right?
That's wild. Oh no, it's going.
Nothing against. Just my mom would be. Yeah, I remember one time she's like, Aaron, this is the last time I'm asking you. Wipe your pee pee off the seat.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, Mom.
Every little boy.
Everyone.
Every single one.
Every single one.
I told Silas, it's like, son, the goal is to have no one see your pee. That's the goal.
Yeah.
You're the only one that needs to see it. So if you miss, totally fine, you're going to miss. Just wipe it all up.
Yep. Just clean it up.
Wipe it up. The goal is to have no one ever see it. Okay.
Yeah, we recently had a lockdown drill at Kalapuya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, some of the students had to go into the boys' bathroom. That was great. They destroyed the stall walls and broke the handle.
Because that's where they were during the drill?
During the lockdown, yeah. Because they had to go inside of a room, so they chose the bathroom. It was god-awful.
Why would they not just like say, nope, come in the room, come in the class?
Yeah,
like,
come in the classroom, you would think. But, I mean...
You said something about Cheerios in the bath. Yeah. Now, that's not... Is that you specifically?
I was painting a picture.
Do you ever have a snack in the bathroom? It can be on the toilet. Do you ever do toilet snack, toilet drink?
Nope.
Okay. Never.
Never?
No, like, have you ever eaten anything on the toilet?
I mean, no, not that I can think of.
Really?
Yeah.
You should give it a shot. It's an experience.
No.
It's an experience.
No.
It's worth it.
No.
There's something about
I get the premise of it. I get the premise of it, but that's a solid no. I mean, like rock hard, like Dwayne Johnson, hard rock no.
Yeah.
So speaking of him, I did smack him on the butt, and you could say I hit rock bottom.
Do the middle schoolers love those jokes?
No, they don't. Really? They usually look at me and roll their eyes. My favorite joke is picking up a carrot because they love to throw carrots. Pick them up and be like, hey, do you know where this came from? Carrot to talk about it? Stretchier than Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But it, you know, it's fine.
What about the shower? You ever have a snack or a drink in the shower?
Beer, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shower beer was awesome. Okay. Somebody told me that when I was like 33 or 4, and I was like, a shower in the beer, or a beer in the shower?
I mean, people do that too. Where they
and he's like, yeah, shower you should try it.
Huh.
And I'm like, okay, I'll give it a try. I mean, it's just like having a beer.
So I'm a big fan of the seltzers. I know. Like the polar seltzers, like LaCroix.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I know which ones you're talking about.
But that one of those in the shower is so good.
I don't think I had a sweet beer. I think at the time I was having high gravity. Okay. So
it's like tart, but also, oh man, it just hits perfect in the shower. It's like the hot and cold. Just, oh man, it's so good. Mm-hmm. No snacks in the shower though, huh?
No.
Uh-uh. Really?
No. Never.
I highly recommend a popsicle.
I could see a popsicle being awesome.
I think
that could be super awesome.
The other,
But also at the same time, like, I'm in there to do a job, not, you know, like.
Oh, I'm getting ready to.
Maybe that'll be a proper time to start learning to goof off.
I'm getting ready to tell you a few things about showers.
I'll be honest with you. If I start goofing off in the shower, it's not a good idea.
That's fair. Well, but so. So, have you ever, and I know the answer, but I have to ask it. Well, no, I don't have to ask it. I'm going to say it. So you've never eaten anything in the shower. Would you be willing?
Nope.
Would you be?
What? That would be an awesome joke.
Would you be?
Come on, jeez! You know, you'd get 30,000 new listeners just for that joke. Because I shouldn't put this on here, but I'm doing it anyways. Because that's what it would. You knew exactly what I was going to say, huh? You do.
Yep. Have you ever? Would you ever eat an orange in the shower as if it's an apple? Now, it's a thing that it's like an internet thing. But like instead of like eating the plug of the orange, okay, you just take the globe peeled and just like an apple.
In a shower?
In the shower, because there's juice and it goes everywhere, but you're in the shower, so there's no consequence.
I mean, if it was something like that, or pineapple or something that was already cut and ready to go, and watermelon, ready to eat. Yeah, something that was really watery, yes. I could see it would be perfectly acceptable.
Highly recommend it.
I mean, and it would make sense that it would feel really good, because then you would have the cold flavor sensation in your mouth and going down your belly, and then like, but the warmth from the, you know, the shower on
you. Dude, you could do like eternal ramen, where you just start eating ramen, but it keeps like refilling because of the wet.
No.
In the hot wet.
I mean, I get it. I get the premise of it, but no. No. What? You know how wrinkly your skin would get after about an hour of that?
No, but like you just eat the until the ramen's gone, but then like but it keeps refilling the bowl, so you just
keep souping up the water.
You just get more soup in there. Oh man, it'd be diluted by the end, but
yeah, it would be just watered yellow.
I wonder if you could get shower water hot enough to make ramen. I've got full ADHD attack right now. It's coming.
Probably not. I mean, unless you turned up your water heater up to like 140, you know.
Hey, we can make that happen.
We can. Modern technology. Dude, I think about our ancestors. Like, what was like a shower for them? You know, like only when it rained? Or would they just like go in the river?
They didn't. They would take like get like a bucket sometimes or like a pot and pour it over themselves. But it was mostly river. Waterfall, if you were lucky to find one.
Oh, wow.
I think.
Wow.
Have you ever taken a dark shower?
A shower with the lights off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
It makes you, well, because the lights are out and if it's dark enough, like there's no window or something, you definitely lose your perception of where you are in space. Proprioception?
I have no idea. Oh. But yeah.
And then just trying to find the things in the dark was pretty,
okay,
you know, but it definitely kind of heightened those other senses of listening. Yeah, yeah. You know, like
I like it because it helps me wake up. Like, if you're taking a morning shower, for sure, it's like the first thing in your day is not a light. It's like I get the shower process in while it's still dark in here. And there's like a nightlight, so there's a little bit, but like, you know, man, I live for the dark shower.
Well,
I live
for it. I'll have to try that. Well, I really can't right now, but because the light switch is the fan.
Oh, you sacrifice that. Yeah.
That's pretty. I mean, if it's like a one time thing, yeah, I can do it.
Yeah. And then not the last shower question, but a very important one. Have you ever performed a waffle stomp?
No.
Do you know what a waffle stomp is?
No.
Very good. I will explain it and then I'll ask the question again. Sometimes people come around to knowing once they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I've done that. It's where you poop into the bottom of the shower.
No.
And then you just curb stomp that bad boy right down the drain. Never performed one of those. Really?
That's disgusting.
Would you perform?
No. No.
Follow-up question B. There are three schools of thought.
That was hard. No.
There's three schools of thought. We're not going to get into what I've done. There's three schools of thought.
Okay.
Your brother's done one, by the way. I'm just going to say that he performed a stomp. He said he did. So you'll have to have a come to Jesus.
No, I'll let him. He'll tell me all about it in heaven, I'm sure. I don't need to hear about it here.
Okay. So there's three schools of thought about when you got to go to the bathroom in the shower. Mm-hmm. We're not to pee yet. This is solids. You can either get out, hit the toilet, and then I assume you get back in because you got to rewash, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Or, that's one. Or you can waffle stomp.
Mm-hmm.
And the third, and to me, that is the better of that or option three, which there are these groups of people, and I've never met a person. So if you're the first, you will be the first who they catch it, like they poo, and they catch the turd, and then they throw it in the toilet when they're done.
No.
And to me, that is five. That's like five steps worse than a waffle stomp.
I have not done that at all.
But would you rather stomp it than throw it, like,
or sit or get out and do your business?
Oh, I know you're gonna get out and do your business.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, okay. If I had the choice between the two,
yeah,
catch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
You're interfacing with it too much then. That's
because then I'm not having to stomp it down the drain that
it's not as bad as you think.
That may get plugged. And going down in the sewer system, I don't know, honestly, I'll have to give it a try one day. I'm sure when I'm at 65, there will be a moment where I need to do that. I shouldn't have done those anal beads when I was 25.
I've brought my total up to 3 for my life so far.
That's not true.
I'm not, yeah, oh yeah, not the beads. I've brought my total stompings up to 3.
Zero.
I'm at 3 stomps.
I'm hoping I can keep it to a 0 with the cupping and the
sometimes,
stomping.
Sometimes diarrhea is real bad, though. Like,
well, I mean, after I've done my bit, after I've exploded the toilet, then I'll jump in the shower and hose down. No, but
have you ever been in the shower and you can't make it? That's what I'm saying. Really?
No.
I've had it, man. I've done it, and it's.
I mean, I could see like if you're like at a dorm or something where the showers are separate from the toilets, and you're like. I mean, and if I was at the gym in the showers and like I it was just happening, or like I thought it was a fart, you know, like then I wouldn't. I know the difference between when it's going to be wet or if it's going to be hard.
I think you got to let it ride though. Like once it starts, I think you let go full in. Like you just commit. That's where I'm at. Like you fully let load on that shower floor.
Then I'd probably stomp it.
Then you're just river stomping the life.
River stomp.
River stomp. You're just doing a little jig. What bathroom establishment does you the dirtiest? Like when you eat this place, you know you're signing up for a bathroom excursion the following morning. So like most people, they're like, oh, if I eat Taco Bell, it's game over the next day. Like I'm
pooping. Oh, as far as food?
Yeah. Who does you the dirtiest? Oh, he's locked.
The dirtiest.
In. Yeah, like who just fouls your whole situation up? So while you think,
I would like where it's explosive diarrhea type.
Well, just I mean, it's just bad. Like for me, it's Applebee's. Like I get Applebee's wings. I never learn. I don't learn my lesson. I refuse to learn my lesson. I'll get Applebee's wings. You eat like 6 to 8 wings. Does not fail. Tummy ache at 2 a.m. Cannot. I'll go to the bathroom like 4 times in an hour.
Really?
Yeah. Every time.
Ah, man. I've got a pretty. I'll be real here. I've got a pretty iron stomach with most things. But if what I have noticed for me is any meats that are overcooked. That have the black on them, the charcoal on them.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Yes, every time. The next day, I go to sit down and I'm thinking, or it's one of those like, is this a shit or a fart?
Yeah.
You know, one of those.
Yeah, and sometimes you get the combo deal and you're right. Like, well, I got to go outside real quick.
Yeah, like one of them, like over the weekend, it was like we had a good steak that was charred good. And
yeah.
Went in that morning and it was boom, you know, oh, wow. Then, like, not even 10 minutes later, you know, it's like,
forgive me.
Yeah, another one. Boom! And it's anything that's super charred, meat wise. But I think, and it makes sense as far as how the colon goes. Interesting because,
like, I'm almost like, meat's good. Even if it's got some char on it, I'm fine.
Yeah.
For me, it's fruit. Like, anything that's got too much fruit involved, I'm like.
Yeah, if I have when it comes to diet, if I have an overabundance of fruit, everything slides out nice and easy. If I have too much protein based foods, it's coming out like a brick, you know,
really?
And like it'll sink to the bottom of it, literally, you know, like oh dude, was that a lead brick?
You get the mermaid kiss back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes that's kind of nice. Like if you got like if the roids are flaming pretty hard, you know, little splishy splash.
We're here,
you know.
How often? How often are they flaming?
You know, not often. I was just, not real.
Sometimes people who lift a lot, they get them bad.
Yeah, it's because they're pushing.
Yeah,
and that's the other thing is people push when they poop, and you're not supposed to. You got to just let it glide out.
Because if you push, when you do it. Sometimes you got to push though.
You know, I mean, sometimes you do. A gentle push is okay, but when you're all like putting like. I don't know, the force it took God to make the sun into like pushing out that grunty.
They're sweating.
Mm-hmm.
They're sweating it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and if you take pills like pain pills, it can make your poops real hard.
Yeah.
So, because when I had my wisdom teeth removed, oh my god.
Yeah.
It was the worst pain ever. I felt like I was. I mean, I don't even know what it's like giving birth, but if it's 10 times worse than that, I'm sorry, ladies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You had to do that for 28 hours to give birth to me.
Yeah.
Or whoever, you know what?
Yeah. No, some of them longer, man. Yeah. It's crazy. It's wild.
Just cut it out of me at that point.
Well, that's all my questions. The last thing that I always ask before closing is if you have any bathroom wisdom that you want to leave people with. Just Aaron Luckman's bathroom wisdom for good bathrooming and good living.
For good living?
Yeah, just, you know, what are your recommendations when it comes to the bathroom?
Don't talk to me.
Okay.
If we're in a public bathroom, shut the fuck up, do your business, and move on.
No.
Excuse me.
Just went for the big grumpy on it.
dude, I'm here to do my business. I'm not here to have a conversation about your cat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, not in this moment.
Right, dude. Like, if we're comparing junk and that's what you want to do, like...
No, like, thanks.
Hey, here it is. Okay. Do you feel satisfied? Okay, cool. Bye.
So no...
You know, like, I just...
No fireside chats through the bathroom wall.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Or even if you're here at this sink and, like, I pass... Or I'm at this sink and you pass by, it's just do your thing.
Wait until we're out of the bathroom.
Yes, please.
Got it.
Please.
Okay, so keep it quiet.
Yeah, you know, because sometimes the only way the groundhog comes out is if it's quiet.
Yeah, the prairie dog will find his way.
You know, because some people are got the bladder shy, anal shy, you know.
Dude, I am the opposite. I'm like bladder and anal excited.
Oh, wow. You're like, watch, guys, as I pee.
Dude, I, like, one of the ladies I work with, she's all time saying, like, I cannot poop in... outside my home, like,
yeah.
And I'm
some
like,
people
oh,
don't like that.
Give me a 5-gallon bucket, and I'll do it wherever.
I mean, if push comes to shove, and you're in the moment, and you're somewhere like there's no bathroom accessible, a bush, a bucket, you know, like a storm drain, you know, like whatever. I mean, whatever's nearby.
What's
Aaron
doing? He's squatting over the storm drain again. He toilet's clogged inside.
he couldn't make it again. That's the running thing. You know, I just couldn't make it again.
Oh, my God.
There was one time, though, when I was working recently. Like, Tori showed up, and, you know, it was one of them sharts, and sprayed some, you know, liquid all over on the inside of my shorts. I looked at her, and I was like, I just sharted. I'm going to go home. She started cracking up laughing. She's like, you do that.
That's funny.
She'll tell you that story, I'm sure.
That's funny.
I was standing there getting my car ready, and he himself. Is okay on your podcast or is poop?
It's
not.
No, that's definitely that one. So I have a beeper. I have a sensor. You'll hear it. I'll censor the things I need.
Okay.
I censor those ones out. You're not the first.
Oh. Okay.
You know Wehrman at the high school?
Yeah.
He's...
Oh, and if any of you other teachers out there, if you see me and you start the conversation with that weather, go yourself.
No.
I don't care about the weather.
No.
I care about you.
No. We're almost done.
I'm sorry. I'm just, I feel free to be just Aaron right now.
Hey, it's good. That's good. That's what I want. It's fine with me.
If anybody out there is truly offended, I'm going to repeat myself. Go.
Yeah. So,
I didn't say it.
Literally.
Are you proud of me?
After today, no one will even know.
Yeah.
Because I have this swell little deep thing that goes in there. And,
oh, sweet.
And sometimes I put it in when people don't say a bad word because it's funny.
It is funny. I just watched, when I was a kid growing up, I watched Boondocks.
Yeah.
The show, right? Yeah. And it was censored. Well, it's not censored on TV, you know,
And
so, like, they're just dropping them left and right. And I'm like, holy cow, I never realized how often they dropped the N-bomb.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah.
I love that guy. He's hilarious.
That show was wild.
It was. It was. It was like they took every stereotype and then like times it, you know, like I think that it was almost satirical in a sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But. Well, I'm going to close this down. Thank you for being here in this bathroom.
Great show.
With me. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. You can send us an email. You guys already know the email. I'm not going to do all the weird things because I always feel like a dog taking a dump in the backyard when I have a guest on the show and I do the things at the end. But this has been another episode of Privy. Thank you so much for listening. Breathe more.
Pray more.
Push less. Pray more. Don't talk to Aaron through the stall. And now, as always, and I always have to do the weird maneuver to do this whenever we're live and in person.
Okay.
Don't forget to flush. We're going to get the urinal on this one. Really get her in there.
Oh, so hot.